Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with Lesson 165, Let Not My Mind Deny the Thought of God. This lesson is reminding us that whatever it is that we face, there is a true reality waiting to be unveiled within our mind. And as it is unveiled, this is when we tap into the true reality that God has created for us and within us. It tells us today that if we will practice in hope, that our hope is justified, that our doubts are meaningless because God is certain, and the thought of God is never absent. Sureness must abide within us because we are a host to Him. And this course is what removes all doubts which have been interposed between Him and our certainty of Him. Today we can borrow God's certainty that we need not fear, that His plan for our happiness is absolutely certain and guaranteed. We can trust it. That even our own poverty, our own scarcity, whatever it is that we have created or miscreated to block or place a barrier between us and what is true, it does not matter because it is not real. When we look out upon the world, we see things that look very tangible, touchable. We can feel them, sense them, hear them, even smell them. They certainly look real. But realize even when you sleep at night, the things that you see in your mind's eye, they appear real as well. And your daytime dreams offer you nothing more than what you see at night, although they are more frequent. And because they are more frequent, and the pattern seems to continue and have an ever-evolving story, we believe that this is our true reality. A Course in Miracles teaches us that this is not it. That if we preoccupy our mind with what we see with our eyes, we would never know the heavenly, happy existence that God created for us. But today, if we will leave a space, you will never lose in doing this. For with God, there is only gain. God did not create loss or scarcity, poverty, death, illness, any of those things. The things that would fall away in your awakening are things that you would gladly release if you could see what your options are. But God's plan is certain, and you can rest today. You can celebrate today because His will has defined who you are and what you are entitled to, and His will is for your happiness. Let not my mind deny the thought of God.